This entire season of Retronauts is fully funded by listeners like you thanks to Patreon. If you'd like to find out how you can help and get episodes a week in advance, head on over to patreon.com/retronauts. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Find any attempts to pause or otherwise stop this broadcast absolutely futile. Instead of listening to a new episode of Retronauts, you'll soon be exposed to a swirling nightmare vortex of horror terror with absolutely no escape. Your blood will curdle, your bones will be thoroughly chilled, you will be reduced to a pathetic heap of quivering flesh where... Oh, come on!
Yeah, I got a four cheese pizza right here.
Yes, that's for me.
Yeah, that's great. That'll be $18.50, pal.
I believe I had a Groupon.
Okay, then that's $17 even.
Keep the change. Now, where was I? Oh, right. You will be reduced to a quivering mass of... Oh, forget it.
It took me forever to learn how to do that. Ugh.
Well, now that the mood is ruined, it's time to get on with this week's episode of Retronauts Micro, a super spooky episode of Retronauts Micro. And if you're unaware of the format, these smaller episodes deal with subjects that aren't quite big enough to talk about in the typical 90-minute format. And if you enjoyed my previous musical micros, which involved the music of Super Nintendo's SimCity and Konami's lesser-known games, you're going to probably like this one too. Seeing as we are currently in the Halloween season, I thought it was only appropriate for me to find a perfect collection of spooky and iconic music and just jam it into one single Retronauts micro for the sake of our listening audience. And there's probably no video game music more foreboding and ominous than the infamous Resident Evil safe room themes. And that's what this episode of Retronauts Micro is fully devoted to. As with the Sounds of SNES SimCity episode, I'm just going to let these songs play without any interruption by me. And in case you're wondering, we'll be going in chronological order, not the chronological order of the Resident Evil timeline, but the chronological order in which the games were released. So we'll start with the first three Resident Evils, then move on to Code Veronica, then Resident Evil 0, and then Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6. And if you're saying, hey wait, Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 doesn't have safe rooms, well, there is the equivalent of the safe room theme in every game, so I pulled those in as well because they're just as creepy and spooky and perfect for the Halloween season. So allow me to get out of the way of this great Capcom music, and I'll be back on the other side with a little more info.
Thank you.
that about wraps it up for this episode of Retronauts Micro. And instead of going through all the rigmarole about how you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff, I do want to put out a small plea to our listeners. If you haven't yet, please visit the iTunes Music Store and give us a review. It only takes a few minutes, and we get very few of these for how many listeners we pull in every week. More reviews makes our show more visible on the iTunes Music Store, which is very important. And on a self-indulgent note, I personally love reading why you guys like our show so much. And as always, this episode and all of our other episodes are brought to you by our lovely, handsome, talented, and beautiful Patreon donators at patreon.com. For as little as $1 a month, you could help our show out, and if you donate more, you can get some nice stuff too. So please head on over to patreon.com/retronauts to find out more. That's all for me this month, and in closing,
Happy Halloween! What now?